Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him. I was okay with it because it wasn't about talent. I didn't think.
All right, let's get right to it. All right,
guys. Hey there, everybody! It's that time again. Time for the Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Tangway Along for the Ride podcast. We have a special edition today. As this podcast of Zoom is sponsored by FanDuel, the official partner of the CLNS Media Network. Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. New customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. Through the email chain, we are having a tough time coming up with something worthy to talk about. So we're going to put our two esteemed experts, on the spot. We're going to kick things off. We're going to do some games today. So, Bob Ryan, I'm going to ask you to go first on this one. Name association, gentlemen. What is your first thought of the 2023 Boston Celtics?
It starts with how Joe Mazzulla plans to employ his new toy, his 7'3" Latvian toy. And that's sort of what Porzingis is. He's such an embodiment of the new era of what big men are all about, stretching the floor rather than kicking ass down low. Yet he had proved last year he can kick some ass down low. And in my judgment, you shouldn't forget that he's 7'3". And I understand he can make threes, and that's fine at times. That's my number one question is how they're going, Joe Mazzulla will employ Porzingis. So curiosity, I guess, would be the word.
Jeff Goodman.
Probably health for me. Again, Porzingis and Brogdon being the leaders of that, Horford being older, Robert Williams always being an issue. I think there's plenty of health concerns with this team going into the season. And, you know, generally speaking, the teams that go deep in the playoffs are the healthy ones, because there's not a lot of difference talent wise between a lot of these top tier teams.
That's okay. Why I am a long time disinterested party in predictions, because you got to tell me who's going to be ready to go in May that is ready to go now, and we don't have that answer. And so, you know, show me. I agree with you. That's certainly vastly important, very important.
Okay, what comes to mind for me, and I'll ask both of you to comment on this, is they lack a killer instinct. When I look at this team, and don't tell me about Marcus Smart, because I don't think Marcus Smart was that killer instinct. Marcus Smart had the killer instinct, but he couldn't make clutch threes. So my concern right now is, while they have invested in Brown, they have Tatum, we know about the potential, we've heard that word a long time. Whenever they've been faced with adversity, Jeff Goodman, I'll start with you, they have not come up. Do they have the killer instinct? We've seen the guy in Miami. He has it. Durant has it. LeBron has had it, and then at times he hasn't had it. Bird, Magic, all the greats did.
Yeah.
Do Tatum and Brown have the killer instinct? I have yet to see it, Jeff.
You know, not the way you want to see it. Okay, so it's a little different, right? I mean, these guys are cool. They just are. I talked to Tatum about this at length, and he said, like, I'm not changing. That's not – he might get a little bit with confidence. He might feel a little bit more comfortable in his own skin to show emotion, right? He did it last year. If you remember, I forget if it was a Miami series or earlier in the playoffs, but he right away he dunked, yelled, got called for a technical, and I loved it. I actually loved it. I thought it was the best thing that could have happened because I think that gets the team going. What I worry about, Gary, is the other guys on this team, that you at least had a Marcus Smart. You had a Grant Williams who wouldn't shut up. This team needs a PJ Tucker type. They don't have it up and down the roster. So it's not just Tatum and Brown. It's more of the guy that can get Tatum and Brown going. Who is that going to be? Because I don't see it anywhere up and down this roster.
I won't argue with it. I was thinking of Fenny. I was thinking while you were speaking, what about the Warriors? And then I thought, oh, yeah, they have Draymond. Because I was going to say Curry is not that kind of guy, really. He's kind of the epitome of cool. And Clay's not that kind of guy. But Draymond surely is. So, yeah, they had that guy. They had to, and have he's still there. They have that
guy. Well, I'm not talking about necessarily an exterior behavior. What I'm talking about is in the last 2 years, the Celtics have underachieved. They were in the NBA Finals. They lost to the Warriors. When Steph did step up late in the series, Tatum had a hurt shoulder. He didn't. My point is, the greats play hurt. Again, it's Jordan, but that's the only example I could think of. 104, 105 degree temperature,
nobody's
whatever.
Nobody's Jordan. All right, nobody's Jordan.
I know. Yeah, but my point is that, you know, I don't care about yelling. I don't care about dunking. I care about gut checks.
Tatum played through it. Listen, he didn't come off.
But they didn't win, and he didn't play well. I guess my point is,
of course he didn't. He couldn't move. He couldn't move in that game.
Did they underachieve last year? Did they underachieve last year?
Yeah, I don't think 2 years ago they necessarily underachieved. By getting to the NBA Finals with where that team started the season, you'd have a hard time convincing me they underachieved 2 years ago. They lost to Golden State in the finals when nobody thought in hell that they would get there, if you would ask anybody at the All-Star break. Or
that's
maybe
fair. That's fair. But I do wonder about their killer instinct.
And sure, that's fair.
And it's not that – it's like games on the line, got to have it. Game 7, NBA Finals, got to have it. We shall see. Okay, Bob, I'll start with you on this one. Bob Ryan, chemistry experience. How did you do in chemistry, Bob, at Lawrence?
Horribly. I would go to my grave believing that Jack Devlin, my chemistry teacher in Lawrenceville's fifth form, my slash senior year, was not going to allow Mary Ryan's son to fail to graduate from Lawrenceville. And there gave me a gentleman's 60 was passing at Lawrenceville. He gave me a 62.
Wow.
And a 60 or 61. I will always believe that he was not going to allow Mary Ryan, who was the secretary to the headmaster of the school, my mom, her son, to fail to graduate, giving all the wonderful things he had achieved during his 5 years at Lawrenceville. So there's your answer.
We need that transcript, Gary. Gary, we need to find that transcript. I sucked.
Yeah. And math and science, anything that had to do with that side of the brain, forget about it.
And so doesn't every other writer. So, Bob Ryan, chemistry experiment. Which one goes boom? The new look Warriors or the new look Phoenix Suns? Which one explodes in the lab?
I don't think it's a given that it has to happen that way. I trust the Warriors overall. I trust their culture that they developed over the last several years. So that they will absorb their new guy just fine. And so I don't think it'll be them. If anybody's going to do it, by process of elimination, be the Suns in this line of thinking. Because I implicitly trust the Warriors to get as much out of what they got as they can, whatever that's going to be. And you know, they're old, no question, and all that. And this is going to be, they're the 69 Celtics in the making. That's what they are. And so by that answer, the answer would be more likely Suns, but I don't think it's likely either way.
Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
I'm going to go Golden State. I just feel like, look at Chris Paul's track record.
Is that a fit? I wonder, Jeff. I got to wonder.
He's always hurt. He's super vocal. And I wonder if that'll rub these guys, like, honestly, like I could see Draymond and him getting into it. I could, absolutely. Because Chris Paul, he'll say, you know, he comes with kind of, you know, a little bit of an air of arrogance. Draymond's not going to take that shit. That's his team. He's been there. What's Chris Paul won? Nothing. I kind of like the Suns. Again, I'm a big Booker fan. KD's KD. I mean, man, he's if he's healthy, he's, you know, still top three player in the world, in my opinion. You add Bradley Beal, who I just – you guys know where I stand at Bradley Beal. As long as he's healthy. As a third guy, I mean, Bradley Beal is their third best player right now. Third best player. Now, again, do they have a bench? I don't know. But I feel like, you know, these guys, like, have something to prove. They're not as old. You know, they're not as old. Bradley Beal's still in his prime. You know, the one who's obviously older is KD. But I think when you look at Golden State, they're older. They're older. All those guys. And I just think I can't wait to see the Draymond Chris Paul. That part of it is going to be fascinating to me. I don't think Draymond will punch Chris Paul like he did his former teammate, who is now gone, Jordan Poole. But I think there could be some fireworks there.
Do you think there's any remote possibility that Chris Paul will humble himself in this new atmosphere with these proven winners?
He should.
I mean, he should. But
hard to change. I always say that.
He's 38. I mean, you talk about leopard changing spots here. It's what you're doing. And I'm just throwing it out there. You're making a lot of sense. I'm kind of being really maybe very terminally naive here and thinking that he can change at this point and fit and absorb this new culture and you know, fit in, quote unquote, rather than
On paper, I like the Warriors better than I still like the Warriors. But boy, when I saw Paul go to the Warriors, I just went, man, that is a square peg in a round hole. I don't know. I would think, Bob, that Beal is so happy to be out of Washington.
You think?
I mean, Jeff probably knows better than us. But, you know, that when he goes to Phoenix, he's like, I don't care, dudes. Yeah. You know, I'll drive the team bus, whatever. So. It's going to be interesting to watch that Golden State.
That's got to be – the West has got some fascinating stories. No question.
Oh, it's awesome.
No question.
Ayton is your fourth best player now in Phoenix. Like they don't need a lot out of DeAndre Ayton. Now, he may be upset that he doesn't get the ball enough, but let's face it, he's going to be wide open. He runs the court. Like, he's going to get the basketball. So I like Phoenix. I think, you know, their role players – they're going to determine a lot for them, but man, they're big three and a half. If you include Ayton, they're again, other than Kevin Durant has to stay healthy, period. If he doesn't, obviously we know, right. But to me, Beal, and Booker is just such a superstar.
I've been a Booker fan.
Who can just go get theirs. They got three guys you can give the ball to and they can all go get theirs. Golden State, you still have one dude that can go get his. Right. Like, let's be honest. Chris Paul was never that guy, pick and roll guy, elite pick and roll guy. But he's worn down and Draymond can't score. And Clay's not the Clay of old. Now, some days he's the Clay of old, but not consistently. So it's still Steph is your dude. and he's getting older.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you let's go. I paid my dues, annual dues on the Booker fan club, so I'm all paid up. I'm there with you on that one.
Let's go student pupil, Jeff Goodman. What comes to mind? Chauncey Billups, Damian Lillard in Portland.
What comes to mind is it going to happen again? I mean, I just don't know. I would think that Damian Lillard is not playing in Portland. If he is playing, he's not playing there for long. You know, maybe they just, again, if you're Portland, you run him out there, you talk to him a little bit. Hey, you know what? Just be good. Let's start the season. And then maybe some other things will open up. I don't know if Lillard will be open to that or not. I just don't see him in a Portland uniform. And for me, it's get as much as you can if you're the Trailblazers. Try to get something proven because they've already got enough young players. And then on the flip side, if it's Miami, man, like Jimmy Butler and Damian Lillard,
yeah,
those are two tough hombres.
Well, they are, and those guys know how to win. Well, at least we've seen it with Butler. I don't think this has a supporting cast. Your thoughts on the Great Northwest, Bob Ryan?
Well, this is the thing we've been waiting for. I can't believe that the season ends and he's in that uniform. They're going to have to give in to the reality of his unhappiness and do something. Whether they'll get 50, 60, 80 cents on the dollar, whatever they're going to get, I don't know. But it just isn't going to work any longer there.
Okay, let's go to the wild card round. Final topic in this section of the show. Spin the wheel. The name comes up. Tick, 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 tick. Bob Ryan, what comes to mind? Donovan Mitchell.
Prime of life player now, you know. I mean, a top, I don't know, fill in the blank, what, 15, 20 at least, yeah. I guess, player in the NBA. A fine player.
I think what I thought is everybody's gone west. I'm glad he's in the east.
Yeah. Now, well, the west is more intriguing, shall we say, this year.
Well, it is, but here you had Cleveland with a fast start last year. Will they be able to sustain it this year?
Yeah, that's a great, very good question, because at that one point in the season, they looked like they were really going to be a threat in the East, and it frittered away. It didn't happen. I'm the thing about him is funny. I didn't realize how his size. I was confused about how big he really was, he's a nice player. I mean, he's not, you know, like I say, he's a very important player to them and a nice player.
Do you think he's a better than a nice player though, Jeff? I think he's better.
I'll pick up on what Bob said. And I think this is what he's trying to say without saying it. Can he be the number one guy to lead a team like deep in, like to the finals? Right? Is he that? Is he a top 15-ish player, which is an all-star, or is he a dude? Is he a guy that can carry a really nice young Cleveland team, by the way? Really nice. Like Evan Mobley, Darius Garland. Like, they got some good players in that Cleveland team, and they've made them, like, they're relevant, but they're not, like, a threat. That's what Cleveland's become. So
yeah, they're 48 and 34. 50-32 best, you know, team, which is, that's a nice team. Now, the answer to your question there, I said, no, I got to be proven that he's that kind of guy. That's why I say he's a guy, I expect to see him in the All-Star game. And that's a certain level of achievement in this league, but I'm not going to get any farther than that right now.
And will he stay in Cleveland? That's the other big thing, Gary. Right. Will he stay after his contract's up? My gut says no.
Gee, how many times are we going to pose that question for how many guys, right?
In Cleveland, I know. Okay, time for either or, ladies and gentlemen. Bob, I'll start with you. Either or, you can't root for the Celtics. Either or, Knicks or Lakers?
Knicks, for me, because I think it's better. It's great for the league to have the Knicks as a polar, as the ultimate polarizer. Ultimate. And people love New York, hate New York. I think it's a much more vibrant and exciting league if the Knicks are good and in the mix, and they could be good. They have a shot. They could be good. And so I'd say for me, Knicks. But that may be an East Coast bias. I will or a growing up 60 miles southwest of New York bias, but that's my stance.
I mean, for me, it's the Lakers because of LeBron. I don't know how many more of these we're going to get for LeBron. So I want to see LeBron one more time. Like, man, how much fun would it be to have LeBron come to Boston in the NBA Finals this year? One last time. This would be it. Right? Like, come on, Bob.
We could have back-to-back. We could have the Knicks followed by the Lakers, theoretically. We could.
That's true. Very true.
You know, I can't let go of the atmosphere in both buildings and when the Knicks had the great teams from 69 to 74.
Oh, tremendous.
And the games that we had with those guys and the atmosphere in the Garden because of the college kids in New York that would get put up 1/4 of the building, you know, and it was like a college game. It's college atmosphere. It's different than any other atmosphere that I've experienced in the 55 years since I started covering the Celtics.
Really? Really?
Yeah, Philly was one. L.A. was different. But because of this now, you wouldn't have that today because we have more seats and ticket holders. In those days, you know, the Celtics were lucky, averaging, you know, 10,000. They weren't even averaging 10,000. So people would buy, these kids could buy up the tickets. And I'm telling you, it was wonderful. Anyway, we're never going to see that again. But I think we could have an interesting, you know, atmosphere if the Knicks were good and it really meant something.
What if there was an app that used AI and machine learning to suggest smart sports bets? Well, there is. It's called Odds Are. It's the mobile app you need to know what bets of the day are the smart ones. Download the app, sign up for an account, and let the latest data analysis guide you through today's point spreads, money lines, and over-unders. If you see green, that's a smart bet. If you see yellow, you're on your own. If you see red, don't do it. Odds Are, it doesn't take your bet. It makes you better at it. With Odds Are on your mobile phone, you're a tap away from making a smart play. It's smart betting made simple. Find the Odds Are app in the App Store or on Google Play. Get a 2-week free trial. It's just $10 a month after that. The casinos and sportbooks want you to bet. Odds Are want you to win. So go get it. The Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast listeners actually have a special deal too. Get your first 30 days of the app free. Just go to oddsare.com/BobJeff to download the app. That's oddsare.com/BobJeff. 30 days of smart betting free. We'd call that a winning bet.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Jeff, we'll start with you on this one because I know where Bob's going to go, and I'll let him bounce off of you here. Either or, Jabbar or Walton?
No, I mean, you got to go Jabbar, but like they're so different in their personalities and how they did it, you know, on the court and off the court. So Jabbar was obviously the better player, but I would say this, like, what if Bill Walton had stayed healthy?
Oh.
And his personality and his passing, and Jabbar was just such an elite scorer. Bill Walton, like that, the passing, the personality, the ability to kind of, again, like just, you know, look at what he did for the locker room in Boston when he got there. So, but Jabbar clearly was a better player.
I mean, Walter took Ham and Eggers and they won the NBA Finals. I mean, God bless what Bobby Gross, is it Bobby Gross and Dave Twardzik and Lucas? Like, come on.
You know where I feel. Okay, first of all, obviously Kareem's career is the greatest career in basketball in the history of the sport. When you think of high school achievement, collegiate achievement, and NBA achievement, he's the greatest all-around achiever in the history of the sport. Nobody can come close to the full, the full deal than him because he lost, like, starting with like his junior year in high school, going through his 3 varsity years at UCLA. I don't think he lost like more than like 4 games. So, you know, but seriously.
No, okay. I know.
His career is unquestioned. my feeling of Bill Walton is that he's the most important player who ever laced up a sneaker. And if I, in terms of his ability to influence the game at both ends of the floor, and if I were, you know, and I'll say it for the trillionth time, if Earth were in a death struggle with a foreign invader, and for and there was a one game winner take all basketball game in which the loser would go into servitude for all eternity, the first pick of any player who has ever laced up a sneaker for me for the Earth team would be Bill Walton at his best. A healthy Bill Walton would be my first pick of any player who's ever played the game. I'm out there on this. I don't think I have a whole lot of company in this, but that's what I believe. But short run, Bill Walton, long run, of course, many others.
Well, and the aliens would think Bill Walton was an alien. okay, we got two more here. I want to throw in something that Jeff wanted to talk about. Malcolm Brogdon, Jeff, or Buddy Hield? Because there's trade rumors.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't even know if the numbers, Matt, I haven't looked at the numbers yet, contract-wise. But obviously, Buddy Hield, it looks like he's going to be on his way out of Indiana. Malcolm Brogdon is supposedly a little bit disgruntled with everything. Like, listen, again, you know, they tried to trade him. He's got this, you know, wrist injury that we haven't heard word one from him. I mean, that's right. The most unbelievable thing. Since everything happened with him potentially going to the Clippers, and then the Clippers bailed because they didn't have enough info on the wrist injury, not one word from Malcolm Brogdon, which surprises me, but it doesn't, because Malcolm Brogdon is super private and not about attention and any of that stuff. Would I do it? Boy. I mean, listen, I'll say this. Buddy Hield can shoot the hell out of the basketball. They're completely different players, and I don't know if Indiana would want Malcolm Brogdon back anyway. Like, I'm not sure they'd even want him back.
But, I mean, look, since it's either or, who you taking?
Boy. I don't know on this one.
Jeff, pick one. Come on. Pick one. It's not, come on, man. It's a game show.
I think you have, all right. I would stick with Brogdon. I think if his health is okay, because I think you have enough. You added Porzingis as another shooter. I think I'd be very, very worried that you wouldn't have another guy that can really play the point other than Peyton Pritchard if Derek White gets hurt or isn't as good as we think as the full-time point guard. How's that?
There you go, Bob.
This intrigues me. I certainly didn't wake up thinking I'd be discussing Buddy Hield at all. But I'm excited about adding another shooter. I think Jeff has summed up the worries that we might have about where Malcolm Brogdon is, what his state of mind, and what is the deal with this injury, which was very mysterious at the time, and which obviously was enough to scare the Clippers away. I'd roll that dice. If theoretically possible. Also, I totally agree. We don't have any idea that Indiana would want him back. But I would roll that dice, because I and this is where, you know, talk about, you know, Bob, get a grip. I'm such a Pritchard fan and believer that there's a place for him in this league, and I like it to be here. And you know, yeah, we always worry about injury, of course. Yeah, of course. But I would be happy to, you know, I'd make that deal, and Pritchard would be my third guard, and so be it. So yeah, I'd make that deal.
Final one, guys.
The salary part. What's Gary, that? The salary part I just looked up.
Yeah.
Hield has an expiring contract after this year of like $19.5 million this year. Brogdon's got 2 years. He's got this year and one more at about $22.5 million. So that would be the other benefit, I guess, if you're the Celtics. You'd have an expiring contract after this year of Hield, and Hield can shoot the hell out of the ball. He can do that.
All right. So final one here, guys, and this may be an obvious one, but you never know what's going to happen here with the Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Tangria, along for the ride pod. Bob Ryan, we'll start with you. Pippen or Worthy?
I think there's a danger. I know I've been guilty of it at times. There's a danger in downplaying Scottie Pippen's actual value, you know, because I don't know. He's not like, to me, he's not particularly likable, you know, but boy, he was good. And he was a perfect Batman, a Robin for Batman all those years. And his two-way capability was good. Worthy is wonderful, but Pippen. I go with Pippen.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. I'm kind of surprised about that.
Yeah. Well, right. I'm maybe trying to, you know, make up. I don't know. I'm trying to overreact here, but I'll go Pippen.
Me too. Me too. For the defense. That's why that to me, that's the difference in the two. Like Worthy was better. I think Worthy was a better offensive player. But I think Pippen was such a good defender that I would give him the edge, even though he's not nearly as likable as James Worthy. And oh, by the way, the first interview I ever did, James Worthy, when I was about 14 years old, and my voice hadn't even changed, agreed to do an interview with me. It's hard for me to go against James Worthy here. Because, I mean, again, what a good dude.
He's a great dude. I had a chance. Guys, I met him with Max once. He's a great guy.
When people, when the subject of the late Len Bias comes up, the guy that I always say I think he would have been at the level, the perennial all-star, but not just shy of the Magic, Michael, Larry level, LeBron level, Durant level, is Worthy. I think Bias could have been the Worthy of his time.
Guys, great job. I guess that was a decent question, Gare.
Yeah, no, it was very good. Thank you.
Pat myself on the back.
Thank you, Bob.
The Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Tagway Along for the Ride podcast, sponsored by FanDuel, the official partner of the CLNS Media Network. Snap in action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. Guys, thanks for playing.
Hey, great.
And if we had a budget, I'd tell you what you won. But we don't.
All right. Talk to you next week.
New FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. Plus, all customers who bet $5 will get $100 off NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube at YouTube TV.